You hold enough Yud Beis Amar Aleph, stuck on the bottom. Okay, we're in the middle of the question, if a master, the Yodin, could tell his Eved Kenani, I want you to work for me, but I won't pay you. Can you do it or not? So three lines from the bottom. Toshima, come in here. The Yomar Rav. Rav says like this. Hamakdish Yidei Avdoi, if an Odon, the master, says to his Eved Kenani, what comes out of your hand, the work of your hand, should become Hegdish. I want to be Makdish, the Mice, the Yidei Avdoi. What comes out the work of the Eved. So the loch is that the Hegdish is Chal, and therefore, Oysoy Eved, this Eved, if he doesn't have food to eat, so what should he do? Lover, he has to first borrow money. V'Oychel, with that money he can go and eat. V'Oysoy, and then he could do work, or Pereya, and pay back the money that he borrowed. So Shema Mina, from here it's a proof, that Yochol Arav Loimer, a master could tell his Eved, La, Yochel Rav Loimer Lieved, Asei Yimi V'Yein Ezonach. You could work for me and I won't feed you. Because here, obviously, since the Hegdish is Chal, the Pshat is that the Maisi Yodayim, what the Eved works, goes to the Master. So the Master has a right to make it Hegdish. Still it says, how does the Eved get food to eat? Not that the Master has to feed him, but that the Eved should borrow money and eat, and then he should work and pay it back. So you see, even though the Eved is working for himself, is making his own food, still the master has the right to be Makdish to Ma'isi Yadayim. We'll soon see how it works. So Churat Saraya, the Odin, could do it. So Gemara says, no, Hocha B'Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? B'Malo Lo Mezoinis. We're talking about that the Odin is feeding, supplying his Eved with food. Therefore, it's Poshid, that what the Eved works goes back to the master. Therefore, the master is like a Bailam, an owner on that money, he could be Makdish it. So Gemara asks, Ihochi, if so, Lamai Lova. So for what purpose does the Eved have to borrow money? If the master is supporting him, why does the Eved have to borrow money of Yechel? What purpose does he have to have more food? The owner is feeding him. So Gemara answers, Lahadofa, where that the Eved wants to have a double. Rashi says, Mizoinis Mruvachim Yoisa, Mashem Derech Balav Lachiloi. The Eved wants to eat a lot. He wants to have doubles. So for that, the master does not have to feed him. But if he wants to have money or food for doubles, then he has a right to borrow money for that, and then when he works, he pays it back. But I call upon him, it could be talking about that the master has to feed him at least to live on. So we have no proof that the Yodin could tell him, work without me feeding you. Now, the Gemara asks, but since Hegdish is Chal, what the Eved works, belongs to Hegdish, if so, V'lei Malay Hegdish, why doesn't Hegdish say to the Eved, Ad hashta sagalecha b'loy hadofa. Up until now, you were getting along with only one portion. You didn't need this extra food. For hashta nami tiskalecha b'loy hadofa. It's like, why doesn't Hegdish tell the Eved, we don't want you to spend money on the extra portion. We want you to eat the same amount of food you were eating before. In other words, we're talking about now that the master has to feed his Eved the normal meals. Now, whatever the Eved works, all that money goes and belongs to Hegdish. So like Hegdish is an owner on that money. So how do we say here the Eved has the right to use up some of that money to buy himself doubles, to buy himself more food? It's like taking the money away from Hegdish. We'll soon ask the question, if it's Hegdish, how could the Eved use it all together? He's being Merlin Hegdish. That we'll soon talk about. But right now the Hegdish... No, even Hegdish, that's only Truma you could eat. Okay. But real Hegdish, nobody could have an orphan Hegdish. That we'll soon talk about. But our core point of the Hegdish is the owner of the paycheck of the Eved. So the question is, how does the Eved have a right to borrow money and then pay back by using his paycheck for that? He's like taking the money away from Hegdish. Hegdish should tell the Eved, we don't want you to do that. Whatever you make, we want to have the money. You want to have doubles? We don't want to give you money for doubles. Just like you didn't have doubles before, you're not going to have it now. So Gemara says no. The svar is that Hegdish gufa nichalei. If you ask Hegdish, the owner of Hegdish, like the Gizbar, he would also agree and allow the Eved to have a double. Why? Ki hechad l'shavach avdei. That he wants the Eved to be healthy and good. In other words, the stronger the Eved is, the better work he'll do. So it's worth it for Hegdish to say, listen, if you want a double, more food, very good, eat as much as you want, in order that you'll be nice and strong and healthy, and therefore you'll be able to do better work for us.
So therefore, it's worth it for Hegdish that the Eved should be healthy and eat more, even though they have to pay for it. So now the question is, though, true, Hegdish gives them permission to do it, but the question is, how could the Eved use his paycheck to pay back the money he borrowed? The money that he makes right away is Hegdish. So Gemara asks, Oiso Pareya, what are you telling me now, that the Eved first borrows money, and then he works, and from the paycheck that he works, he pays back? So Gemara asks, Kama Kama Kodesh Lai. The first pruta, the first penny that he makes, is Hegdish. Because the master already was Makdish, the Maisi Yadayim. He said, whatever the Eved makes, is Hegdish. So if so, how could the Eved pay back the money? The money is Hegdish. So Gemara answers like this, Bepoches Poches Mishava Pruta. It's talking about every little bit of work that you do, the smallest amount, that for that you get a half a penny, as if you're saying that half a penny right away, I'm paying for the loan that I took for the food. So Rashi learns, Bepoches Poches Mishava Pruta means, Achla Titzarif HaPruta. Before the pruta comes together, that is, before you worked a pruta's worth of money, your friend will pay back right away. And Rashi learns the lechal hegdish apokas neshava pruta. That's halacha that hegdish cannot be chal on something that's less than neshava pruta. That's the way out. When he does every little drop of work that he does, and we look as if he gets a payment, the little bit payment that he gets right away, he's saying that money should go to hegdish. That money goes to pay back for the loan that he took. So therefore, that's the way he pays up the loan before it even becomes Hegdish. Tosis learns, not like that, Tosis learns Hegdish could be Chal on Pochum Shava Pruta, but Tosis learns here the Svar is that's the Das of Bnei Yodim. When the person, the owner, the master was Matish, the pay of his Eved, in his mind was it only be Matish a Shava Pruta. Less than a Shava Pruta, he didn't have in mind to be Matish. I think the Stifle talks about this over here, that there are two parts here. Of course, whatever the Eved makes really belongs to Hegdish. Like, Hegdish is the owner. Therefore, the Gemara before is the Kasha, Hegdish, if he doesn't want the Eved to have a double, he can't use the money for doubles. So Gemara says, no, Hegdish allows him to do it. But even after Hegdish allows him, still the money itself has an Issa Hegdish on it. If it has an Issa Hegdish, Hegdish can't give you permission to use it. There's an Issa Mila on the money. So that's what Gemara says, if you use Pochus Mishava Pruta, it's not Chal the Isser Hano, the Isser Mil of Hegdish. It's only that you're using like Hegdish's money, on that Hegdish lets you do it, they give you permission. Just if it would be Chal the Isser Mil on the money, so then you couldn't use it. So that's the Gemara's answer, that Pochus Mishava Pruta, less than the value of a Pruta, it's not Chal the Isuri Hegdish on it. Therefore, that much money, that amount you could pay back.
Obviously it's not very much, though.
Well, every little pruta you pay back, and it adds up. I mean, you work a little bit, and that little bit that you make, you're paying back the loan. Next little bit. I mean, eventually it adds up. Eventually you'll be paying back $10 worth, it could be. Just when you pay back every little bit by itself, before it's chal the yis to hegdish on it, you already give it to the person that you borrowed it from. So Gemara says, hochinami mispar, this is the way, this is the svar also like this. The yomarav, because I'll bring you proof that this is the pshat over here. Because if not, it's a stirin Rav. Because Rav also said another halacha. The Yomar Rav said that Hamak Dishidei Avdoi, if a master says that what his Eved works, I want that work to be Hegdish, so here it says the Hegdish is not Chal. And therefore, Oyser Eved, that Eved, Oyser could do work right away, doesn't have to borrow the money here, but let him right away do work for Yoichel, and he could eat and eat from what he makes. In other words, the Hegdish is not Chal. Diloy Avda, because if he doesn't take care of himself, man polachloy, who's going to feed him? So that's the svara that the Eved has a right to use his paycheck for himself. In other words, the Hegdish here is not Chal. Now why? See, Yarmut, if you're going to tell me, Bishloy Mahach b'maylo, the first price is talking about that the master is supporting his Eved, is feeding him. Therefore, the paycheck, the money is supposed to go back to the master. Therefore, if the master was makdashid, the hegdish is chal. B'mayla and v'yeni yochel. That really the master can't just tell his eved, work for me and I won't pay you. He can't do that, he has to feed him. Therefore, the first price is where he's feeding him. V'ho on the second halach of Rav, that says the hegdish is not chal, b'she'en o'malo, when the master is not feeding his eved. If he's not feeding the eved, then the pay that the eved works belongs to himself. He does not have to give it to his master. So that's more as good why the Hekdesh is not chal, like it doesn't belong to the master. So then it comes out very good. There's no steer in Rav. Ella, but if, Iyar, what you want to tell me, Hach b'shein malo, that the first Bryce is talking about, where the master is not feeding him. And v'yochol, that a master has the right to tell his Zevah to work, even though I'm not going to pay you. If so, and di loyav de man polochlei, that you said a svara, if you're not going to feed him, who will take care of him? We don't care about that. Man de boy niflechei, whoever wants to take care, will take care of him. Like on this side, the master has the right to say to his Zevah, I'm not taking care of you. I own you, I want you to work for me, and I'm not going to feed you. Where would you get your money from to live on? Go collect money from tzedakah. So if you want to say that's the pshat, then it's a stir in Rav. So why in the first case is the Hegdish Chal, and the second case it's not Chal, it's a stira? El Olav, it has to be, isn't it, Shemamit, it's a proof, that ain't a yochol, that a master has no right to tell his Eved to work without me paying you. Therefore, in the first case where the Odin is feeding his Eved, then the paycheck goes to the Odin, he could be Makdishit. But in the second case where the Odin, the master, is not feeding his Eved, therefore the paycheck does not go to the master cannot make it Hegdish. That's why the second Brisa says the Eved has a right to work and keep his paycheck. So Shema Amina, so far here's the proof that a master, the Odin, cannot tell his Eved to work without me feeding you. Now Toshima, come and bring another proof, just the opposite. The Yomer Reb Yechon, says like this, HaKeteya Yad Avdo Shachaveroi, if somebody goes in rooms, cuts off the hand of somebody else's Eved Kenani, so Locher is, like he's somebody's a Mazik, is Noisen Shiftoi Ur Fuasal Rabbi. When you go to pay now for the Hezek that you did, you have to pay Shiftoi, means the fact he's not working now. So you gave him a loss, he can't work, Ur Fuasal, the doctor bills, you have to pay it to the master, to the Yodin. Tomorrow we'll soon ask the doctor to go to the doctor, not to the master. But I call upon him, it says the Shiftoi, and of course it goes to the rabbi. And it also says, the Yoyser Eved, this Eved, needs him in a tzedakah, collects his money from tzedakah. So you see here, the master is not feeding his Eved. And still we say Shiftoi means the fact that he's not working, that money goes to the master. So Shmarmin, from here it's approved, just the opposite. That Yochol HaRav Loimer, according to Rabbi Yechon at least, according to Rabbi Yechon it comes out, that the master could tell his Eved, that Yochol HaRav Loimer Li'Eved Asei Mi V'Yein Ezonach, work for me and I won't feed you. That's why here, the food the Eved gets is from tzedakah. Still, the fact that he can't work for the loss that the person caused, that money goes to the master. As if to say, if the Eved would be working, the money would go to the master. So you see, the Odon could tell him, work without me feeding you. Tomorrow says, no, I tell you, we're talking about over here again, but no, the master is feeding him. If so, why does he have to collect money from tzedakah? He's getting fed from the master. Tomorrow says, ladofa, again, he wants to eat more than just what the master is giving him. Gemara asks, "Hochi, if so, nizan, what's the lashon of nizan min tzedakah? Nizan is a lashon of exactly what you need. Misparnes mi boilei. Parnosa means not exactly what you need, but anything you want to use, even the more. It's like here you're using more than that, so it should have said a lashon of parnosa and not the lashon of nizan. Nizan is mashm, even the exact amount that you want to eat is you don't have, even the initial food you don't have." So Gemara says that Olam Shemamina, from here it's a proof that again we're talking about where the master is not feeding his Eved, and here it's a proof that Yochol, that Odin has the right to tell his Eved, work for me and I won't feed you. I call upon him according to Rabbi Yechonon, and you have this proof. Shemamina, it's a proof, that's what Rabbi Yechonon holds. Omar Marba, I call upon him, we just said before, that Noisein Shifter for Osel Rabbi, that the fact the Eved cannot work, you damaged him. For that work, you have to pay the master and the refuah. The Gemara asks, Shiftoi Pshita. Of course, Shiftoi, the fact that he can't do work now, because if the Eved would be working, the master would get the money. So now that he can't work, Pshita, you have to pay the master. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, Refuah for Yitzchuklei. No, that the doctor bills you pay to the master, that's the Chiddush. The Gemara first asks the Kasha, Refuah for Didehi? Is it true that refuah goes to the Yodon? The boy Yisuyevei. The Khuri, you have to pay the doctor bill. You have to pay it to the doctor.
What do you mean to say it goes to the odon? Why does the master get the doctor bill? It should go to the doctor. So Gemara says, we're talking about like this. The that really at the beginning the doctor said it's supposed to take 5 days. He needs 5 days worth of treatments. That's what he needs. And therefore the doctor bill should have been $100. But what came out though in the middle though, the doctor gave a very strong type of a medicine. The he got healed up in 3 days. So therefore now the doctor bill was only, let's say, like $70. It was cut short, the doctor bill. So Mazatem, I would have thought to say, Sarodidehu. You know why you saved yourself $30? Because the Eved took a lot of pain. In other words, a normal medicine without so much pain would have taken 5 days. You would have had to pay $100. Now that the doctor gave him very painful medicine, he got cured up in 3 days. So the doctor bill is only $70. But I call upon him, this extra $30 really was because of the tsar, the pain that the Eved took. In other words, since the Eved took a lot of pain, he got healed up earlier. So I would have thought to say this extra $30 should go to the Eved himself, because the pain is in his goof, his body, that he deserves to keep it. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, know that any type of money that comes to the Eved, when he's an Eved Kanani, always goes to the Yodin. The Yodin always has a right to get that money. So even for Tsar, even though somebody is paying for the pain that the Eved has, still that money goes straight to the Master. That's the Chiddush over here. Tanya will learn like this. Back to our Mishnah again, that Omer Reb Loza, or Manu Loy LeMeir, we said back to Meir, in other words, again in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir was the one that said it's a chav for an isha to receive a get. That's very good. But he says also it's a chav for an eved to receive cheres. For an eved to go out free, it's called a chav. It's something, if it asked the eved, he would not want it. Therefore, we cannot do it like without his permission, shlei b'fon. On this, the Chum said back to Meir, why? It should be a schus, it should be something good for the Eved to go out free. He doesn't have to work anymore. That's the kasha. We said back to a mayor. Follow a schus on the Eved, chesem nechaz mitachas yad rabba lecheres. Omar lono, Ramey answered back and said, no, choy vahuloi. No, it's something bad for the Eved. Why? Shem hoi Eved kayin. If this Eved Kanani would have belonged to a kayin, so poistle min atruma. Now that when he goes out free, the shtar shichru is freeing him that he cannot eat truma anymore. So that's a loss. Because we know tea truma is a big schus. It's easy, it's cheap. But people that sell truma, they are sell at a very cheap price because not too many people would buy it. Therefore, if you're a person that's allowed to eat truma, you can get a very good deal. So it's a chayv now for the eved to lose his schus tea truma. That's why Reb Meir said it's a chayv. Omar Noloi, so the Chum said back to Reb Meir, no. But if the master doesn't want to feed his Eved, he has a right not to feed him anyway. So it's not called a chayv now that the master is giving him a shichrur and he can't eat the truma, because if the master wanted to, he didn't have to feed him altogether. Omar lonu, on this Ramey said back, no, still, so what? What would be the loch if you're an Eved Kenani, that you belong to a kain and you run away from the kain? Even though the kain is not feeding you now, but you, wherever you are, could eat truma. And that's the schus, that you get truma very cheap and have a good buy out of it. Same thing, v'yeshes kain shemorda. Let's say the wife of a kain runs away from him. Morda bailer runs away from her husband. But there's no get yet. Halayach lemetruma. In both cases, the eved that ran away and the wife that ran away, they could both eat truma. But now in this case, when the master is giving a get shichra to his eved, he's not allowed to eat truma. So that's why Rav Meir said that's a chayv, is something bad for the eved to be freed. Now the Chum is saying back, this we agree though. And isha, we agree for her, it's a chayv, because not only is she losing a truma, but she's also losing her mezainis. So Mora says, my komalei, my komahadalei. What's the question back and forth? What was he asking and what was he answering? So Mora says, okay, komalhu. This is what Chacham said back to Remeya. He shaftuni ala mezainis. This is what Remeya said back. You answered me about the mezainis. Very good. That an eved is not called losing out from the fact he gets freed, Because if the master wanted to, he didn't have to feed him even when he was a slave. So the fact he's losing his mezonos, that's nothing. That I agree with Meir says. But matashivuni ala truma. What are you answering me about truma? I hold that truma, it's a chayv. Now that the eved is being freed, he can't eat truma. It's a big chayv for him. V'chi tamer, maybe you want to tell me like this. That's not called the chayv. We don't see the shtar shichra is what's giving him the chayv. Because maybe boy zorik legito posolei. Because if the master wanted to, even without appointing a shliach to give over the get shichra to the eved, the master could just throw the get to the eved. Let's say the eved in the rishus rabim. If he throws the get within his dalar amis, the eved is kind of the shtar shichra bar korcho. In other words, the master has the right to free his eved without his will. So therefore, what are you telling me now? It's a chayiv with this shlichus. The fact he gave the get to the shlichus is doing a chayiv to the eved. And no, this could have been done even by a koch of the eved. So the Gemara says that's not true. No, the Gemara says shavut levi yorik v'yos liyama. That's not true. If the eved would ever see that his master was coming after him to give him a get shichur, the eved would just run away. So it's not so easy for the master to throw the get shichur to the eved and land when he's in the dalar amis. Because if the eved sees the master coming and giving him a get shichur, just run away. So it's not so easy for a master to free his eved. So if so, when the master now gives the shliach the shtar shichur, this shliach is doing a chay for the eved. He's making it dead on the tzad is an eved chaying. He's going to lose his chus. He true, he doesn't want it. So that's what Meir svara. That's what he says. Uma ilu eved kain shavarach. Veshes kain shamar da baylo for lo yechlim betruma. So Meir says usually an eved that runs away, so what? He can still eat truma, but v'zeh eino eichel. But now when the master is giving the get shichur to the shliach, if the shliach would give his get to the eved, it's a chayv for the eved because now the eved won't be able to eat truma anymore. So that's why Reb Meir says it's a chayv for an eved to go out free. And this the Gemara says shapar kamalu. Reb Meir says very good that rechamim. Like, what could the Chacham answer on this? So my answer is, on my Rav, a Rav says like this, this is what the Chacham answered back in our Mishnah. They explained themselves in the Mishnah. Mipnei shu kinyonoi. That means, in other words, an Eved of a Kayin, the reason why the Eved can eat Truma, because he's owned by the Kayin. He's kinyonoi, he's the owner. The owner, the Kayin owns him. Now, you know what the Kayin could do? True, maybe he can't throw him a get shichur, he can't free him so fast, but that for sure what he could do is, the boy shokel arba zuzi mi Yisrael, oposolei. What the Kayin could do, the Kayin owns his Eved Kanani. Now another Jew comes over to the Kayin and says, listen, I want to buy your Eved Kanani off you. Here's $4 for it. Arba zuzi. The Kayin could say, very good, I'll sell it to you. And that he could sell him without the consent of the Eved Kanani. So therefore, a Kayin has the right to free his Eved from eating Truma, not with a get shichur, but just by selling him to another Yisrael. If the Kayin sells his Eved Kanani to another Yisrael, now the Eved can't eat Truma anymore, because he's not owned by a Kayin. True, he's still an Eved Kanani, but he can't eat Truma. So that's what the Chum say. This get shichur is not what's causing the Chayv. It's not because of this get, that's not the only reason why he can't eat Truma. If the owner wanted to, he could have done it differently. He could have sold the Eved to another Yisrael. So therefore, the Shlichus is not called the Chayv. That's the Chacham Nesvar. Now, on the Reb Meir, the Gemara Takash, even according to Reb Meir, good, you don't hold this Svara. But Teinach Eved Kayin, all your Svara so far is only good if a Kayin owns the Eved. Then you're saying when he's becoming free, he's losing his Chus, Tichuma, that's a Chayv. But Eved Yisrael Ma'ikul Meima. What's going to be in a normal case where a regular Yisrael owns his Eved Kanani? In such a case, when the Eved goes out free, he does not lose his Chus Tichuma. He never had this Chus Tichuma. So in such a case, why do you say it's a Chayv? Reb Meir and the Mishnah's Mashma, all cases of Eved Kanani, it's a Chayv to be freed. So in this the Gemara answers, Omer Reb Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Mepnei Shemafsidoi Mishivcha Kananis. The pshat is that when you're an Eved Kanani, you're allowed to live with a shivcha. Mashenkim, once you become freed, you're like a regular Ben Yisrael, you're also now with a shivcha. So he doesn't want to leave his shikhsas, he doesn't want to leave his shivchas. The Gemara says, Adarabba, just the opposite. Hareyu matiru babas chorin. But now when you free him, he's allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael.
When he's an Eved Kanani, an Eved Kanani cannot marry a regular Bas Yisrael. A Ben Bas Chorani can't marry, only a Shivcha. So maybe he'll be happier now that he could marry a regular Bas Chorani. So Gemara says, Rav Meir's Svar is not like that. Rav Meir's Svar is Avda. This Eved Kanani, Behevkeira Nikolai, he's very happy to live with his Shivchas. Zilalei, he likes it very much. Chichalei, Pritalei. In other words, he doesn't want to be naive when a full-pledged Jew. He likes to have his pritzos, he likes to have his freedom, that he can live with a shivcha, he doesn't have to do all the mitzvahs, he's happy the way he is. To free an Eved Kanani, and now you give him a shibud, to do all the mitzvahs, and he can't live with a shivcha, only with a Vas Yisrael, Remeya holds, that's called the char for the Eved. That's the real pshat in Remeya. Not so much as the truma, but as the mitzvahs, an Eved, if you ask him, he would rather be an Eved, and know that he could live with a shivcha, and not have to do all the mitzvahs, than to be a Ben Chur and to have to do all the mitzvahs. Zot the Mishnah. Ha'oimeh tenu get zel yishti. If a husband says, give, tells of Edom, tells of Sofer, give this get to my wife, or el shtah shichra zel yavdi, give this shtah shichra to my yeved, umeis, and then the master of the husband dies, so the locher is, lo yitta liachamisa. We're not allowed to give this get liachamisa. In other words, since the Odin died, he can't give a get liachamisa. At the beginning, all he said was just tnu, just give it. So it's not called like tchi, like he gave it over yet. But Rashi speaks out. This even goes according to Chachamim. That he did not say, tain shalai mosrim, he didn't give it to the shliach yet. So therefore, even according to Chachamim, that says it's a schus for the Eved to go out free, that's only when the Eved, when the shliach received it. Here we're talking about the master just told the shliach, go and take it. But he didn't take it yet until the master died. So therefore, the locker is ain't get liachamisam, and the get can't be. The get is not chal. Mashenka, if the person said tenu mon lishpoini, a man wants to give a present to his friend, so he says, listen, give this $100 to my friend umeis, and then the Reuven dies. The locker is yitnu liachamisa. Whoever's around there is still supposed to give the money away even after he died. That's the difference between the get ish and shichra to regular money. And regular money, if Reuven wanted to give a present and told his sons, I want to give $100 to Shimon, and then Reuven dies, still the Yashim have to give the money to Shimon. We'll soon see why. So Gemara says, now, Amar of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matza Mishmei the Rav. V'hu she'tziburin u'menachem mekeren zavis. That's what the Mishnah says, if Reuven says, I want to give this money to Shimon, we're talking about that the money is in a bundle, and it's all in a corner. In other words, the money is all around, it's the money here. Not stam money, but he said exactly which money he wants to give away. Samara says, now, but my askina, let's see, what case are we talking about in our Mishnah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Bibari, that this Reuven that said give $100 away was a healthy man, if so, kitzibur in my heavy, even though the money was in a bag already. So what happened? Reuven just told somebody, I want to give this $100 to Shimon. But hole moshach, Shimon did not make a kinyan yet. So now that Reuven died, why should Shimon have a right to get it? Reuven just said, I want to give him the money, but no kinyan took place yet. So if Reuven dies, Shimon should not be able to get the money. V'yelu, you want to tell me, we're talking about in the case that Reuven was b'shchiv merah. Reuven was on his dying bed, he was a shchiv merah about to die. So then the question is, my yirit tziburin, why does Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel have to say the Mishnah is talking about, where the money is in a bag already? He ain't Siburanami, even if the money is not prepared, not around. Stam, if he says, I want to give money to Shimon, to Akaimulam, because we hold Midrabonin that the Divrei Shivmira, a dying person, if he says that I want to give away money to somebody else, Midrabonin, the locher is that it is, Kechsuvim Ukumisurim Dami. We look as if it was written up, the shtar, and really given over already. No, the Shalat Titra of Daita, the Chomer were afraid that if a Shchimera wants to give away the money, and if he can't do it, he'll feel so bad, maybe he'll die because of that. So in order, a takana they made, that when a Shchimera says something, it automatically takes place. Even though he didn't make a kinyan yet, he didn't give it over yet, still, what he says takes place. It's as if the kinyan was done. So even if the money is not in the bag, ready right now, but the Maisa, the Shchimera says, I want to give $100 away to Shimon, so right away it's considered as if the money was given over to Shimon already. So why does the Yitzchak have to say the Mishnah is talking about where the money is in the bag, in a Karen Zogis, in a special place? What do you need it for? So Gemara answers like this,
Omer Rav Zvigov, this first one's answer, Le'olam really, I tell you, Baburi. Our Mishnah's talking about that this Reuven is a healthy person. If so, if he's a healthy person, why do I care that he had a bag of money all prepared? But so what? But Shimon did not make a kinyan yet. Reuven only said, I want to give this money away to Shimon. But Shimon didn't make a kinyan, so how could Shimon get it after Reuven dies? So the answer is, look at the Rav Huna. I'll tell you, it goes like Rav Huna. Omar Rav. The name of Rav. The Yom Rav Huna Rav. Rav Huna said over the name of Rav like this. That if a person says, Mana li biyotcha. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen, Shimon, you owe me $100. I have $100 in your hand. So Reuven tells Shimon, instead of you giving the money to me, to Nula the Pliny, I want you, Shimon, now to give the money to Levi. Reuven tells Shimon, give that $100 that you owe me, give it to my friend Levi. But my mitzloshtan, if all three people are there, if Reuven is there telling Shimon and Levi is there also, there's such a kinyan kana. That's what the Huna Marav says. So therefore, if the money is all prepared in the bag, and the Bari says, in front of the other two people, that he tells like his son, I want you to give this money over to this friend Shimon, so then it's as if Shimon is kinyan it right now. That's called my mitzloshtan. If the three people are there, there's such a kinyan. That's what Rav Zvid answers.